Okay, we're holding in the halachas of Erev Shabbos. We mentioned last time these halachas are mamash gebaldige halachas that a person has to know. The halachas of Erev Shabbos, as we said last time, are not just a heicha timtza, how to make sure that when you come into Shabbos Kodesh, everything is prepared and everything is ready. Oh, but the actual preparations of Erev Shabbos are tremendously important. And mitzvah b'fnei atzma, as we explained already last time, and we brought raya's to this, that the preparation of Shabbos is an actual mitzvah on its own. Tremendous, tremendous reward awaits anybody that is oisik in preparing of achonos of Shabbos. As we said, the Arizal brings down that a sweat, that a person sweats on Erev Shabbos, is mechaper for the aveiros, as we bring down the kapachayim. Tremendous, tremendous, tremendous rewards for a person to be oisik in the tzorchei Shabbos. And the Maaseh, we know this from Chazal, and we know this from the Halacha and Shulchan Aruch, that the halacha is that a person's also meant to, during the week, he's meant to also remember Shabbos Kodesh. I remember once Rabbi Zvi Orbach told me, "Be'etzim it's a Ramban al HaTorah," that if a person learns Hilchos Shabbos during the week, apart from the mitzvah of Talmud Torah that he's getting of learning, that's Pashut, but he's also being mekayim a mitzvah of remembering Shabbos Kodesh. Zochei Seima Shabbos Lekadshoi, which the Ramban al HaTorah brings, that is a person is mekayim every single day of the week. That's what we do, Ayoim Yoim, Rishon, Sheni, Shlishi, V'chulei. All of it is a mitzvah d'oraisa that on during the week, that's heading to Shabbos, is remembering Shabbos Kodesh. That's why we know there's a machlokes beis Hillel and beis Shammai, exactly what a person is meant to do on Erev Shabbos. The person thinks about what he should buy, he goes past the makolet, he says, "Ooh, I need to buy myself a packet of Bisley, or a nice, I don't know, a nice bottle of drink before Shabbos Kodesh." It's a Mekayim mitzvah, and for sure if he goes in and actually buys it, as we explained last time, it's on the Cheshvan of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, and therefore nothing that you buy for Shabbos Kodesh comes on your account. Everything comes free of charge. You want to buy yourself a bottle of wine or a bottle of orange juice, it all comes... Sorry? You will get the money back. Right.
You said you have to know how you're going to get it back.
An achanami. You can't be crazy. You can't buy, 400 bottles of beer and say, "I'm going to get the money back." And other than it has to be richtig. Now, the maisa.
Last... Also, if you get traveling expenses for yourself
and if it's a covered Shabbos, you can. No, again, I want to go continue. We're in the middle of halacha over here. We mentioned on Wednesday the halachas of doing washes. And we said there's a Takonis Ezra brought down in the Gemara in Baba Kama Peibes that Takonis Ezra was to Dafka do the washing on a Thursday. We explained over there, does it mean Dafka Thursday, does it Dafka not Erev Shabbos, it's a Machoikis Mogen Avom, and the Eliyahu Rabbah that we're not going to go into. But the halacha that we left off last time with is as follows. There's a Ramah. The Ramah in Reish Mem Beis tells us as follows. Says the Ramah, we already started this last time, but I want to continue and go weiter, that there's a minig of Noshim to bake challahs on an Erev Shabbos. We gave five reasons why women should be baking challahs on Erev Shabbos, and we explained bismaneinu what happened. Chofetz Chaim, as we said last time, is very, very upset. Chofetz Chaim doesn't understand why people are busy buying challahs in the makolet, people are buying in the bakery, why the bakers are making challahs. The chayyot doesn't make any sense. There's a minik, which was, I guess, and again, this is the Takonis Ezra that's brought down in the Gemara Mefurish over there in Baba Kama, that the Gemara says that a woman is meant to go along and bake challahs on Erev Shabbos. So fate the Chofetz Chaim, I don't understand. Why are the bakeries busy making challahs and why are people buying the challahs? So we explained already the minig, a limud aschus on the oilam, which is a very good limud aschus, and that is as follows, that if the challahs in the bakery taste better, you enjoy them more than the home-baked challahs, then Oinik Shabbos wins over covered Shabbos, which is, by the way, a shaila b'fnei atzmai. What does it mean? I remember a fellow came to me once, he says he wants to come to the Suda on Shabbos and wants to take off his shoes and wear his Crocs. He said, as Oinik Shabbos, it's much more enjoyable. What about covered Shabbos? It's not covered Shabbos to wear your Crocs. So no matter, you have to know if that's true or not. Could be that it's still covered Shabbos to wear your Crocs. There's nothing majorly felt in covered Shabbos when a person doesn't wear his shoes, because that's what he normally wears in his house. But these are all nachgaminas of things. There's covered Shabbos when Oinik Shabbos. So for example over here, the case of making challahs, the reason why the women taka don't make the challahs, according to some people, is they buy in the bakeries because they taste better. I gave an example, I think I said this here, no? I gave an example of my own kids, just for the benefit of those that weren't here, I said example of my own children. My wife, Baruch Hashem, makes beautiful challahs. The problem is my kids, being Israeli, they enjoy these really hard, crusty, stale challahs. Now, they happen to enjoy that man. For them, that's a bigger oynik Shabbos than if my wife would make challahs. So for them, that wins to buy that challah over a homemade challah. That's number one. We bought the Taz. There's a Taz in Yerudeis, the Mekufa in Ches, that brings the minik of people that take the challah straight from the oven, put it straight on the Shabbos table. Because then it's doimeh too, the lechem upon him, that they did over there. But if you hold that with reason, it's not because of lechem upon him, it's lechem upon him, then it's because of covered Shabbos, then about you can take the challah that you buy, and you can also put it up. Now, I want to give you an eitzah to you, the gavaldik eitzah, obviously you should all beis Hashem soon, because beitzah is money, get married, and your reverend son of others should make gavaldik challahs. Oba, what happens if, for example, she doesn't, she can't, she won't, whatever the matzah may be, we'll speak about it, right? I've got a couple of eitzahs. First of all, eitzah number one is like this. First of all, Rav Eliashiv Zatzal used to say, you can yaitzah the minig by making a cake or making cookies. Doesn't have to be challah. It can be any type of baking thing that you make the Kovet Shabbos. You yaitzah the minig of making the Kovet Shabbos Kedish. Number one. Number two, Rav Eliashiv. It's a gavaldik gezach. I gave a shiur last week for the women. I told them this eitzah. They were very, very happy. I saw eitzah brought down as follows. That even if you buy challahs, yeah, so you're not going to make it yourself, but you want to get this wonderful minig, and we'll speak at a moment the wonderful skulas of a person that does this minig of making challahs on Erev Shabbos. So what do you do, Lamaisa? So I saw the eitzah like this. You take the challah that you buy, you put it in the oven, you crisp it up. Ponim chadoshas bolakan. Now I found Baruch Hashem a moyudik raya to this. What's the raya? The raya is as follows. A bocha called me up once on the Erev Shabbos from a hotel. So there were two shailas that he asked me. Right, one shaila we'll speak about in a minute. I'm gonna be a sud on Erev Shabbos. Shaila number two was as follows: in the hotel over there, they had a conveyor belt that makes toast. Right, you put it on one side, it goes very slowly over the heating element, and the other side it comes out like toast. Right, so they make it during the week. Now, this hotel that he went to, unfortunately, wasn't such a firm hotel, so I don't know what the hechsh was, but he didn't ask me that question. And the maestro, let's say it was okay, they were making this conveyor belt on Shabbos Kodesh. He wants to know, can he take a piece of bread? A piece of bread is fully baked, fully cooked, ready to eat. He places it on the conveyor belt and does nothing else. Let it go on the other side, comes out as toast, he's got nice hot toast for Shabbos lunch. Mutter or asa. That was a shaila. Now, there's two shailas over here. Yeah, it's burning hot.
No, now, the metal that you put on the bread.
No. There's two shailas over here. The shaila we're not going to get into is number one, it's also for a different reason. And that reason is because there's no blech. Like you're putting it on a mokum ha'esh that's got a temperature you can go higher and lower, so it's like having basically a fire that you can go up and down without a blech. So I'm not going into that. But the next shaila is, are you allowed to make toast on Shabbos? Now, there's a shaila in the poskim. It comes from a Rambam already. If I'm allowed to take something soft and make it hard. Right, so without going into too many details, the Sholem Meshiv wants to tiny it's asa. Why? Because you're making a soft piece of bread hot, and it's asa. Right? Others want to tiny it's makab patish. There's all sorts of reasons. Maybe it's liach hafiyah, whatever it may be. Whatever the reason is, I'm not going into. But I want to bring one yesod, a kabbalistic yesod. If it's asa to do it on Shabbos, what does it mean? Melachos of Shabbos mean things that are asa to do because you did something, you accomplished something. There's a purpose, there's a creation. Mimela. If it's us, according to most poskim, again, there are poskim that are making toast, but according to many poskim, the reason why it's a problem on Shabbos to make toast is because you're doing something, you're changing the form from soft to hard. Bimela, we're going to give out the garaya. For a woman to take a soft challah from the bakery, right? Or let's say she made challahs 3 weeks ago, we'll speak about it in a minute why. She wants to take it out of the freezer, put it into the oven, crisp it up a bit, it's a gavaldik gezach. She's yoytzeh l'choyra, l'fikam apoyskim, the minig and the takonis ezra of making challahs on an Erev Shabbos. Now, the maisa.
By that thinking, you know, defrost on Shabbos either.
Defrost on Shabbos, that's mutter. Because the change from being frozen to defrosted is not such a change. You just make it a little bit softer for you to eat it. No, that's not makapash. Makapash is you have to do something. You first of all, you could take a frozen challah out, cut it hard, you could eat it. It's not so gishmak, but you could eat it. So the mail about making it defrosted, you didn't do anything. To take it from soft or a piece of toast is about. I bring a raya faket, by the way. I bring a raya faket. Rav Moshe writes, not everybody's maskim to this. Rav Moshe writes, does a toaster need to be less kalim? a toaster, not a toaster oven, but a toaster you put the bread into, yeah, and it makes it into toast. So Moshe writes over there, doesn't need to be Beskenet. You know why? Because there's no difference between if it's not toasted or is toasted. So you can't consider a toaster to be a klisuda that makes an improvement. Now, most posts come on Choluk on that, and they hold that a toaster requires Tfilas Kelim, and this is not the mocker to discuss Tfilas Kelim. Friends, the thing you're right, if I can. Okoponim, there's a minik that people do it, some people that put it into the oven to mechalik over there. Now, what are the skulas? Everybody likes skulas, Baruch Hashem. We have some scholars over here also. If we try eventually and find scholars for every single sleep in Shulchan Aruch, then maybe everybody will keep every sleep in Shulchan Aruch much easier, right? Because there's a scholar to keep it. Al-Kopanim. The scholar over here, Rabbi says, brought down over here in Agos Maimini. Agos Maimini, Rabbi says, one of the Rishonim, that if a person makes challahs on the Erev Shabbos, it's Ki'ilu Mekayim Tariag Mitzvahs. It's an unbelievable thing. Who could think of such a thing? That's a great man. What do we show him? Brings that down. The Ben Ishchai in Parash Nitzavim says, it's Mevatel Avodah Zorah. So he says, simple thing of making challahs on the Erev Shabbos is Mevatel Avodah Zorah. Right? There's another scholar, well, again, you have to cut this one over, Rabbi Sai. Sorry? I think by the person. I think by the bias. If I remember correctly. Now, you have to tell this one over, Rabbi Isai, to the... What?
Did you enter that?
You have to tell this one over to the Rebbe, Rabbi Isai. It's a scholar for the ninth month. Oh, this is the best one. A scholar for the ninth month, Rabbi Isai. She made challahs on Erev Shabbos. A tremendous, tremendous scholar. You should know. There's a Moedika Elio Rabba. And look up this Elio Rabba if you get a chance. It's unbelievable. There's an Elio Rabba, the beginning of Hilchos Shabbos, that says like this. It's better for a person to eat vegetables the entire Shabbos, and there should be peace and tranquility in his house, rather than him eating a gewaldige suda with steak and kegels and gewaldige baked fresh things, and there shouldn't be shalom bayis in the house. What's the pshat? Not because shalom bayis wins over covered Shabbos or reigning Shabbos. Probably because that is what Shabbos is all about. A Shabbos is all about a family sitting together at the table with peace and shalom bayis and tranquility, and all the kids are enjoying it. That's the yisoid. So you have to know one thing. When Be'ez Hashem you get married, you don't go and tell your wife, hey, going to make challahs on Erev Shabbos. Because if she can't, or she's not able to, or things are difficult, whatever it may be, you've got to realize, shalom bayis wins. It's a tremendous yisoid, which again, the Eli Rabba brings down. Now, there's a famous shal in Hilchas Challah like this. One of the reasons we mentioned, I don't know if we did this last week, someone should tell me if we did. One of the reasons we mentioned for Hilchas Challah on Erev Shabbos was to be yotze the mitzvah of Hafroshas Challah. We know there's a mitzvah when a person bakes over, let's say, l'kuliyama, 2 kilo of flour, you want to take off challah with a bracha. It's a wonderful mitzvah that brings unbelievable bracha into the house. When a woman does that, it's a tremendous, tremendous mitzvah. It's one of the woman's mitzvahs. A big shy is a man's allowed to do it for chalal. I'll go upon it. When it comes to Hafroshas Challah, it's a big problem. A lot of women haven't got enough people in the family to make a huge amount. 2 kilo of challah is quite a lot. It's, I don't know, it depends on the type of challah. It could be 5, 6, 7 challahs. So what does she want to do? She has a hakira, this woman. She has a hakira. She has a choice. Choice number one, everybody say, I will make challahs every single Erev Shabbos. I'll make challahs. But I'll make 1 kilo. And 1 kilo, obviously, I don't take off challah with a bracha. Right? The mitzvah of making challahs, I get the takonis ezra, but I do it every single Erev Shabbos. Or the other side of the coin is like this. Every 3 weeks, she'll make challahs. Huge amount, 2.5 kilo, so make a bracha with ala kavonas and everything else. She's yotze the mitzvah of a Hafroshas Challah, that she only gets to make the challah once every 2 weeks. So I asked Hagoyna Godel Rabbi Zvil Orbach Shlita, what do we do in such a situation? Such a shliach shaila. He told me, Hafroshas Challah wins. Even though there are persons that say faket, some persons say no, every Erev Shabbos wins. But he told me no, the mitzvah of a Hafroshas Challah is such a big mitzvah, it's better that she takes. Sorry? You could do that in a chanami, beautiful. You could do that. You could do once every 3 weeks, and every single week, put it into the oven in a chanami. But the Maisa, that's what he told me, that the Iki is Hafroshas Challah wins over that. That the Maisa Dafka Erev Shabbos is brought down in the Pesach of Azul Shteitin Yavitz, that the Indian is Dafka to make the Challahs on Erev Shabbos, not on a Wednesday, right? Because there's Doyim with a Lechem upon him. That if it's difficult for her to make on Erev Shabbos, so, you know, sometimes it's a short day, sometimes the kids come home, whatever it may be, so the Vada she can make it on Wednesday and Thursday, and the Vada she's still Yaitza because she's doing it in the covered Shabbos, what? Thursday night as well, you could do 100%. By the way, it's brought down as well that that's why people have their challahs. They have 6 braids, right? Times 2, that's 12. 12 is Dharmashtoim, it's the Lechem upon him. And the Shulchan is the Mizbeach, and the house is Mamash the Kodesh. We're dealing with serious Achad over here, but it says. Not a serious, not a very small thing. Okay, let me go invite her. Next. Next halach in Hilchos Erev Shabbos is eating a suda on Erev Shabbos. Also, very, very choshev halacha. Eating a suda on Erev Shabbos. So the Beis Yosef in Siman Reish Mem Tes brings down as follows. He brings a Rambam The Rambam says there's a special covered Shabbos to eat Su'uda Shabbos when you're hungry. Where's the Makar? So the Makar is the Gemara in Gittin. There's the Gemara in Gittin Daf Lamed Ches that brings a famous Maisa. The Maisa is a Mishbocha in Yerushalayim. The Gemara of then Gittin is a famous Mishbocha. And there was a Mishbocha of then Yerushalayim that Mokriveya Sudan Erev Shabbos. And the Gemara says over there a terrible thing, that unfortunately they all died out. And from there is the basis of we have a Makar, we have a source, that a person is not meant to be Kriveya a Su'uda on an Erev Shabbos. Now the question is, what does that mean? Oh, I'm not allowed to wash for breakfast? 7 hours, 7, 8, 10 hours before Shabbat starts. I'm not allowed to wash on a piece of bread, doesn't make any sense. So how do we pass in the halacha? The halacha is we pass in like this. Shulchan Aruch says like this. So the Shulchan Aruch is in the Reish Rem test. The ish of Kuvei Suda that starts in the morning is only a bigger Suda than you normally have during the week. Meaning, a Suda that you normally have during the week, if normally during the week you have 2-3 pieces of bread, then on Friday also you can have 2-3 pieces of bread. But all of a sudden on the Erev Shabbos to have 16 pieces of bread, that about you can't have. Now that's very important. The halacha brings the Pimigadim. Sorry?
Even by breakfast.
That means even from the morning. And I'll bring you a reason why. The Bialocha brings the Pimigadim. One second. The Bialocha brings the Pimigadim and says, if the whole reason not to convey a Suda and Erev Shabbos is to make sure you walk into Shabbos hungry, like the Rambam says, there's a covered Shabbos to eat the Sudas of Shabbos with an appetite, so you can already stay from Mincha onwards or from Chatzos. Why does it have to stop in the morning? Elamai, the Iker reason Zog the Prima Godim is because you're being mezalzel in covered Shabbos. Why? Zog the place, the Rambam says it as well, that when a person eats a bigger Suda on an Erev Shabbos, then he's basically equaling Shabbos to Erev Shabbos. You're equaling Shabbos to Chol. That's a zelzel. As I state the Magen Avraham, it's a zilzul. Not only that.
Yeah,
we're going to get to that. The Magen Avraham says another thing. Says the Magen Avraham brings Rabbeinu Tam that because you're going to be eating such a big suda, you're not going to have time to prepare for Shabbos. You're busy eating a 2-3-4 hour meal. By the time you finish, there's no time to prepare for Shabbos. So there's many reasons why a person should not be kaveh a bigger suda than during the week. I'll give an example. Right? I'll give an example. This fellow came to ask me on the Erev Shabbos. He was in a hotel. Kiyodua. Here in this country, Eretz Yisrael, when you go to a hotel on a Friday, on a Thursday night, Friday, whatever, they give you a breakfast, meritic. Everything you could think of with cereals and eggs and pancakes and omelets and cheesecakes and salads and yogurts and tunas and everything in the world. So he calls me up and says, can I have a Suda? It's a big problem. Why? Unless this guy lives in the hotel and every day he's in the hotel eating such a breakfast, so all of a sudden on a Friday, on an Erev Shabbos, to have such a Suda, that would be awesome. And so he passed through and Karelis, Aloch and Maisa. You're not allowed? Why? Because on all of a sudden, and that starts from the morning. You're having the biggest Suda on Erev Shabbos, from the Baikeh, then during the week. That's awesome. Now, to eat regular breakfast with washing is no problem. The whole day you're allowed Mi'ika Hadin to sit down, to take bread, a sandwich, a falafel, whatever it is, whatever you normally have, and you're allowed to wash. That's Beseda Gomor. Even after Chatzos, there is a mitzvah, right? There is a mitzvah for a person to be Meineya from a Su'uda, from washing, in the 10th hour in the day, which is approximately 3 hours before Shkia. So again, let me make it very, very clear. People have this mistake. They think Chatzos, all these sorts of halachas. Simple. Me'ika Hadin. The whole day you cannot have a Su'uda that's bigger than during the week. You're allowed to eat a Su'uda the entire day, all the way until Nacht, until Shkia, obviously, that you normally have. It's a mitzvah for a person not to eat a Su'uda at all after already the 10th hour of the day, which is approximately 3 hours before Shkia.
So now, someone's in a hotel and he's there. He had breakfast there Wednesday morning and Thursday morning. Could he have Friday morning?
No, because he doesn't normally have that. It's very hard to say again. The woman's been there for 2 weeks. And every single day he's having that. Where's the colour? I don't know. Not sure.
Every time he goes to a hotel, he has that for breakfast.
Not on a Friday. On a Wednesday. That's a normal hotel breakfast.
Yeah.
The Seder and the Hanami. The problem is right now it's Erev Shabbos. Right now it's Erev Shabbos.
It doesn't have anything to prepare. So
doesn't make a difference. No, it's Zilzal and Kovod Shabbos.
What about eating Chazak on Friday?
That's the Seder. We're going to get to that. We're going to get the halachas of tasting. The halachas of tasting and Erev Shabbos we're going to get to. What's that?
How about if you don't wash?
See, if you don't wash, if you're not kivei a suda, then it's going to be etzim is v'seda. But again, a person shouldn't fill himself up too much. If you don't wash, you're not kivei a suda, so then v'seda gomu.
There's no chazaka?
No. The stomach is everybody. You have to remember the Aruch HaShulchan. The Ochel Shulchan brings down that Yerush Shamayim should not eat any Suda on Erev Shabbos Bechlal, except for Ta'amim. As Anshe Maisa, we know already, used to fast at that time. No, in Achanami, no one's telling you to fast. Although they Taka used to fast in the olden days.
You can't daven on Friday night.
And therefore what? Seder, nechalami. You're allowed to eat. Taste things with Seder.
I'm saying it's better not to be starving, just hungry.
Yeah. The Chazon Ish after Chatzos didn't eat, even before Chatzos, he didn't eat any bread, and he would only eat before Chatzos. He wouldn't eat anything after Chatzos. Again, Anshe Maisa, but Taki Noiga Zoi. Right? The Torah brings down already Tamid Chachomim. He's to fast on Erev Shabbos in order to make sure to eat the Suda Lete Oven. That's very important. Now, the Maisa, what's with Suda's mitzvah? When a person goes, for example, on Erev Shabbos to a bris, or goes to a bar mitzvah, yes, or somebody makes Suda's mitzvah lemaisa. For example, a couple of years ago, when Purim fell on an Erev Shabbos, is a vada you can have a Suda. It was a mitzvah to try and do it before Chatzos, but lemaisa you're allowed the whole day to be Oisik in a Suda. Siyam, for example, is another Eitzer as well. That a Suda, according to the Halacha, is considered to be a Suda's mitzvah, and Memeda, so you can have a Siyam on an Erev Shabbos as well, even if you're washing and having a bigger Suda than during the week. Let me go and bite. I want to finish Mamash a couple more Halachas because I want to get through tons more. Traveling on Erev Shabbos. So, Lemaisa, we know, Ki Yadua, the Halacha is a person not meant to travel on an Erev Shabbos more than 3 parsois. What's one of the main reasons for traveling on Erev Shabbos? It's because you get there, we'll get there, you're going to get to your Mokka, and you're going to get to your host. And he's going to say, hey, I didn't know you were coming. And all of a sudden he's going to start cooking all sorts of things and become to chil Shabbos. So therefore that's the reason why you don't travel too close to Shabbos. Nowadays it's kamat not negeh, the whole halacha, for two reasons. Number one, when you go to somebody's house, you normally let them know. You normally call them up, you tell them you're coming, they know you're coming. So therefore they're all going to prepare enough food. Reason number two, even if you don't do that, most people, like the Chofetz Chaim, nowadays prepare a lot more than what they used to. People don't prepare exactly bidiyot what they need. There was a little bit extra, and therefore no one's going to get nervous about you coming. However, Rabbi Sina B'Shon and Chuvas is very, very careful. When you travel anywhere, even by bus, even by train, la halacha, it's mutter all day. If you don't have the chatzos, you can get on a bus, you can get on a train, you can get on even a plane. Oh, but you've got to be careful to make sure you leave enough time so you don't get there when there's going to be chilul Shabbos. Avada the minig of the Chofetz Chaim, the Ksav Sofer, many other gedolim, is they would never travel anywhere after chatzos. Let's finish off with one last halacha. It's like this. There's halacha, sorry? You have to take into account. You have to figure it out. Nowadays they have these awesome machines that you can type on it and you can see, yeah, no, if there's traffic or not traffic, I don't get into it. I want to finish one last halacha, and that's as follows. There's a Gemara in Shabbos, you'd base it out of. The Gemara says, Tanya, Hananya Oime, Chayiv Odom, Memashmesh Bibgodov, Erev Shabbos, Imcha Sheikha. And the Shulchan Aruch is some Reishman base, Pashtun Gazoi. The Shulchan Aruch Reishman base, Pashtun Gazoi, halacha. There is a Chayiv, it's a Gemara, for a person on an Erev Shabbos to check his pockets. To make sure of two things. Reason number one is to make sure that you don't have any muktzah inside it. And reason number two is to make sure you have nothing that you're carrying in a place where there's no Erev. Right? The Shlach or the Shreitz, you see from this, it's amazing. That if you wouldn't check your pockets, you wouldn't even know it's there. It would be like a mesaseg, it would be like a shogig, an onus, a halim in issa. But Avo Pekin, the Gemara, the Chazal was so careful for a person not to do any contingent issa on Shabbos, that's the reason why they tell a person to do this. So number one, the Bach says it applies to men and women, that's number one. Number two, two big mistakes in this halacha. Big mistake is as follows. A lot of people think it only applies to weekday garments, not Shabbos garments. It's also not true. It applies also to a weekday Shabbos garment because we wear them sometimes on a Motzei Shabbos and sometimes we wear them for a Simcha. Number two is as well, if people think it only applies in a place where there's no Erev, so you might come to carry. It's also not true. Chazal will go afin in a place where there is an Erev, and therefore by carrying up Yenissa, Lemaisa, it's still going to be a Chiv, Lemaisa, for a person to check his pockets on the Erev Shabbos and make a mitzvah every single time you do it. Lemaisa, tomorrow we'll continue with the halacha of tasting food on Erev Shabbos.